Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
Welcome. You're listening to Sports Econ 101, the show where we discuss sports topics from a business perspective. I'm your host, Edward Brown, along with my co-host, Mike McDowd. At each commercial break, we're going to ask a trivia question. Today's trivia theme, miscellaneous trivia. And we are welcoming to our latest edition, a new station who joined us, AM 1550 SLC Sports Radio in Salt Lake City and throughout the Salt Lake Valley, and with a special thanks to Program Director Dino Costa. Welcome to Sports Econ 101, SLC Sports Radio. It's great. We're constantly expanding our area.
Yeah, you know, in Salt Lake City, they've got, of course, the Jazz. They've got the soccer team there. They're really into that. And then they have their new NHL team as well. The Utah Hockey Club or something like that. And that's how much, you know, I pay attention to hockey, but, you know, good for them. And we're thrilled to have all the good folks in Salt Lake City, Utah, that is in the United States of America, at least last time I checked. So
be careful about talking about the people of Utah. They've got some of the greatest golf courses in the country out there. Very, very, very nice, you know, and they've got some pretty good runs too.
And a friend of mine is a congressman there now, Burgess Owens. You were just listening to is former Vikings punter Greg Coleman, who's been on our show once before. He's going to be joining us in the next segment. We're going to have some fun talking football and probably some basketball since we've got some what are we in the first couple of rounds here, right?
Yeah.
The problem is Greg only knows about football, so we can't talk about basketball.
Listen.
He only knows about one sport, so
my T-Wolves spanked your Lakers pretty good the other night. So
I'm a Warriors fan.
Okay.
I'm a Warriors guy. Okay. Wait with us. You're listening to Sports Econ 101. Don't touch that dial. We are going to be right back.
Palio Restaurant's been the premier Italian restaurant serving downtown San Francisco since 1990. Palio features fine Italian fare and a Wine Spectator award-winning wine list, so there's no surprise it's been voted best Italian restaurant in the SF Weekly this year. Palio has consistently been voted one of the best restaurants in San Francisco by San Francisco locals. Palio's been in business for over 30 years and recently went through a complete remodel. Our guests can expect to receive the same excellence in food and service that has sustained us for over 30 years in a brand new and more modern space. Our 250-plus seat restaurant includes seating in four distinct spaces, making social distancing while dining easy in our establishment. All precautions are taken by staff to ensure a safe dining experience. Open Monday through Saturdays. Reservations are recommended. Visit paliosf.com to view our menus and make a reservation today.
Voted Best Natural Hot Springs in Calistoga by Travel and Leisure magazine, Dr. Wilkinson's Backyard Resort and Mineral Springs has been providing wellness, relaxation, and good times since 1952. Rooted in Calistoga's rich history, a new spa garden and outdoor living reveals why Dr. Wilkinson's Backyard Resort and Mineral Springs is the place to stay. Come visit us in beautiful Calistoga and experience our special mud baths and healing mineral waters. It's no wonder USA Today voted Dr. Wilkinson's Backyard Resort and Mineral Springs as the best wine country hotel. You won't find a more relaxing time than staying in our exquisite rooms and experiencing the awesome spa temperature mineral springs. Call 707-942-4102 or visit drwilkinson.com. That's drwilkinson.com.
The Elk Cove Inn, voted number one of 77 bed and breakfasts in Mendocino County, invites you to explore one of the most romantic boutique hotels on the Northern California coast. This one-of-a-kind ocean view inn is part bed and breakfast, part homestead and sustainable farm. The Elk Cove Inn goes above and beyond to offer a home away from home experience with unpretentious comfort, complete amenities, beautiful gardens and grounds, breakfast in bed, fine dining experience, and a day spa. Be prepared to relax, unwind, and recharge. Our spectacular ocean view rooms and cottages welcome you with a gift basket, champagne, and delicious breakfast. Enjoy the afternoon with a bonfire, wine, cheese, and games. A favorite for romantic getaways, the Elk Cove Inn is also a popular destination for reunions and business gatherings. Go to elkcoveinn.com for reservations. That's elkcoveinn.com.
Welcome back to Sports Econ 101. I'm Edward Brown, your host, along with Mike McDowell and our special guest, Greg Coleman, former Vikings punter. Hey, Greg, welcome back. You've been on the
Thanks
show.
Thanks a lot. It's great to be back, man. It's great to be anywhere.
Yeah. You know, it's funny. I remember a few years ago, there was this controversy about, you know, should punters be in the Hall of Fame? And I'm thinking, oh my gosh. First of all, it's a position just like any other position. And, you know, when you looked at someone, you know, I mean, I was a big Raiders fan back in the 70s, and Ray Guy, I mean, he was just like phenomenal. And I remember hearing some of his teammates say, you know, we won games specifically because, you know, he got the punt down in the 4 yard line. And when so it took so long for them to finally come up with that. Go ahead.
Well, you know, punters are the low man on the totem pole, and we're the most important person on fourth down. We're part of the offense. We're part of defense. Yeah. You know, Bud Grant, my former head coach, used to say that special teams is going to win us 3 games a year. Or whether that's on a winning field goal, kickoff return, punt block, field goal block, extra point block, or Coleman running for a key first down, all of that stuff went into the mix. And we really focused on special teams. And you talk about Ray Guy. I mean, and I'm not going to let this go. Ray Guy was what we call the godfather of punters. Sure. And when Ray was inducted into the Pro Football Hall of Fame, Brian Barker and I were at a golf tournament out at TPC here in Jacksonville. And we said, listen, we should get some punters and go to Canton and support Ray. And we got about 15 punters that showed up in Canton. We had our number 8 jersey on, you know, polo shirt, golf shirt, the number 8, which was fine with me because Ray wore number 8. So did I. So I still wear my number 8 Hall of Fame polo shirt. But, you know, we had 15 guys sitting around and Ray was holding court. I mean, it was like guys sharing stories and their memories and all of those things. And and I think it was Boomer from ESPN at that time. You know, he noted that we got 15 punters to come to support Ray Guy. And Ray was very, very humble, very, very touched that the fact that his contemporaries, his competitors, guys that he played against, would come and support him and be a part of his induction. Man, punters are, we're all we got.
Hey, listen, we got to bring this home for our listeners that don't know Greg Coleman. Greg, the very first black punter in the history of the National Football League, amazing accomplishment, 10 years with the Minnesota Vikings. I'm going to bring this home for you too, Greg. Cleveland, I want to say the Cleveland Indians. Yeah, right. I'm sure he could have played for the Cleveland Indians. Trust me, he's that kind of athlete. Played for the Washington Redskins. Before I mention his college, it's important to mention where he comes from. He went to a truly football powerhouse in Jacksonville called Raines High School, and they're the creme de la creme of high school football. Them and this other school. Well, what is it, Trinity Christian and Bowles right up there, but Raines is really the benchmark. And then he went on to have a phenomenal career at Florida A&M FAMU. He was inducted into the Black College Football Hall of Fame. Come on. We haven't had that. We haven't had a guy like you on our show before. And then to bring it home even further, he's been married to the same wife, Eleanor, I believe. Three kids, eight grandchildren, and to bring it really home, he was a longtime member of the Minnesota Vikings broadcast team for 32 years. Hello, 32 years. Who does that? I don't. I wish. Greg, what a life. And I think before we talk about your life, it's really important that I mention this to you, Greg. I know one time that you were playing for Cleveland, where it kind of all started, and you were a man of faith. That means you believe in God. And there's a story of you opening up the window, shouting out, "God, where are you? Where are you? I just want to play football. Hear my prayers." Tell us about that, please.
Well, it was very interesting. Forrest Gregg, who was the head coach of the Cleveland Browns at that time, gave me a shot because Tom Spladaney, who was drafted in the second round by the Browns out of Ohio State, didn't want to punt in Cleveland. Guys, you know, pardon me here, but I got to plug this thing up because it just gave me a hit that I'm on low power. And I don't want to lose you guys, so I'm going to try and multitask here and do two things at the same time. But
we know multitask. Sure, go ahead.
This actually could be a break. This is breaking news on Sports Econ 101. We've never had this happen before. So, Greg, congratulations. You're the zenith. You are it.
Let me finish this story in Cleveland because it's so unique and it's so dear to my heart. And you talk about being a man of faith. I had prayed and I had was doing the things that God had asked me to do. And I tried out with four different teams and nobody wanted to make a decision. And I go back and I'm sitting in Cleveland watching this game between the Los Angeles Rams and the Minnesota Vikings. And I go to my ninth floor apartment window and I open it up. Eleanor's pregnant with our first child. And I'm screaming at God, "Where are you? You lied to me. You said if I would pray and do the things that I was supposed to do, you would give me the desires of my heart. See, where are you?" And I closed that ninth floor apartment window. The next day, I got a call from the Minnesota Vikings and spent the next 10 years for him. So God has got a funny sense of humor. You tell him what you won't do, and he'll show you how good he is. And I'll tell you, here's the backdrop. Michael, because I don't think you knew this. When I was a little shorty, there was one team that I said that I would never, ever play for. And that was the Minnesota Vikings. So God had to wait. He had to wait all of those years to humble me to the point to say, "Hey, I'm in control, not you, buddy."
Yeah. So, well, let me ask you, why didn't you want to play for the Vikings?
Yeah, because every time you saw Minnesota, they were – listen, I'm in Florida. I'm in Jacksonville, Florida. And they were under the frozen tundra of Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington, Minnesota. You could hear John Facenda, you know, announcing those weekly clips about the Minnesota Vikings. And there was snow up to their eyes, their ears, their nose, and everywhere else. That's one reason. Second reason – but wait. Then they had a coach who wore a crew cut that stood on the sideline with those piercing blue eyes talking about Bud Grant and didn't say a thing. But here was the real reason. The Minnesota Vikings wore black shoes. And I did not want to wear black shoes because you got to remember, back in the mid-70s, the Cool Brothers wore white shoes. Yeah. Joe Willie Namath, Billy White Shoes Johnson, So that was it, man. So those were the three reasons that I did not want to play for Minnesota.
Also, as I understand it, Bud Grant would not let you wear gloves when you practice.
Oh, I've got a Bud Grant story with the gloves. When I got there, you're gonna take a break here. I know you got to pay some bills stuff.
Let's take the break because I want to hear this because a guy, John Vella, who used to be offensive line for the Raiders. Mm-hmm. And talked to him, and he got traded toward the very end of his career to Minnesota.
Yep.
And when he went up with gloves, the offensive line coach says, "Hey, Grant doesn't want you to." He goes, "It's freezing out here. This is practice." Yeah. He goes, "No." And he goes, "Okay, that's it. This is my last year." All right. He was towards the tail end of his career anyway. Okay. So, again, as a reminder, guys, when I'm asking you this trivia question, if you know the answer, don't say anything until we get right back from break. What is the largest city in the United States without a public transit system? I might have to give you some hints on this, but I thought that was kind of. What is the largest city in the United States without a public transit system? All right. Stay with us. You are listening to Sports Ecom 101. Don't touch that dial. We are going to be right back.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money, and you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624, 800-620-1624, 800-620-1624, that's 800-620-1624.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Welcome back to Sports Econ 101. Again, I'm Edward Brown, your host, along with Mike McDowell, our special guest, Greg Coleman. All right, guys, what is the largest city in the United States without a public transit system? What do you think? I'll give you a hint.
I'm going to say Anchorage.
Anchorage.
Alaska.
You know, I wonder if they actually do have a public transit system in there. So this one it's actually in Texas. And there's a baseball stadium close, if I'm not mistaken, like in it. where the Rangers play?
Arlington?
Yeah, Arlington, Texas.
Wow.
Apparently is the largest city in the United States without a public transit system. I thought that was kind of interesting. My. Yeah. Go ahead. Tell us your Bud Grant story.
Well, if winter had come to Minnesota, and I knew that Bud didn't allow heaters. I mean, back in the day, both teams sat on the same sideline. So the opposing team had the heaters going and they had gloves and all of those things. So I would, migrate closer to that fine line to get some of the heat. And Bud would come over and shoo me back over the other side. Well, it was so cold that Fran Tarkenton came to me. He said, Coleman, you look like you're cold. I said, Francis, I'm from Florida. He gave me a pair of gloves. And he said, now, when Bud asks you where you got them, you tell him you got them from me. And sure enough, I took off my gloves, went out, punted, came back, put my gloves on. And Bud moseys over, still looking at the field. And he didn't even look at me. He said, hey, you know, we don't wear gloves around here. Where'd you get those? And I said, I got them from Francis. And he turned and looked at me. He said, Tarkenton gave you those? I said, yes, he did. He just turned around and looked and said, well, just keep them in your pocket. That's when I knew how much juice Fran Tarkenton had with the Minnesota Vikings.
I love it.
Hey, I do want to ask Greg a question here. So at the times when you're going into punt and they tell you, okay, actually, this is one where you're going to either have to throw for a first down or run for a first down. What goes through your mind and the nerves? Because that's not an often called play.
No, I relish those opportunities because I consider myself one of the best athletes on the team. I mean, during the course of practice, I would play wide receiver. I would run the scout team quarterback. I came in the league running 4.4. So Bud didn't have to tell me to run. I took a few chances on my own. And
really?
But he would say, hey, if you run, you better make sure you make it or you keep running. So there were a number of times that it happened.
Well, Greg, let's rewind it a little bit. When you were at Cleveland, I think you ran a 40 faster than Archie Griffin and Isaac Curtis, I believe. And
well, that
so
was training,
you
yeah, that so, was training so, camp my rookie year. That was training camp. My rookie year with Cincinnati, which I did not make it. And, Paul Brown comes over and he said, hey, man, 4.4, that's too fast for a punter. We're going to try you at wide receiver. That didn't work out. Well, we're going to try you at defensive back. That didn't work out. So I knew that my days were limited in Cincinnati. But, thank God I got another shot, another chance the following year. Signing with the Cleveland Browns and Forrest Gregg giving me that opportunity.
Well, not everybody can punt. I mean, you gotta have like someone like me. I've got good hands, but I'm slow. But my legs are not very strong. I could just never be a punter. Not every athlete can be a punter. I mean, it takes not only finesse, but you have to have a strong leg too. So, go ahead.
Yeah, I started as a little shorty because I didn't want to get hit, didn't want to get beat up, didn't like the sight of blood. And I learned at a very young age, I was watching the game between the Baltimore Colts and I can't remember who they were playing, but they were playing at Old Memorial Stadium, and it was cold. It was windy, rainy. And the punter came out on the field. He walked out with his clean white uniform on, and he punted the ball and walked back to the bench with his clean white uniform on. And as a little shorty, I said, that's what I wanted to do, and that's what I wanted to be. So my adolescent years were filled with the imagination and the fascination that I could be a punter. So I started kicking pop cans over the fence, and then I started kicking balls over the houses and then over the electric wires, and nobody in my neighborhood wanted to punt. So I punted for both teams.
What about being a field goal kicker?
I was a better field goal kicker than I was punter.
Really?
Longest field goal was 53 yards. Middle school, high school, even at college at FAMU, my longest field goal was 53 yards. And then all of my punting records, and I'll say this for trivia, who broke all of Greg Coleman's punting and kicking records at Raines High School and at Florida A&M?
Not only that, Greg's a little modest here. He's not telling the truth. Here's the fact that you don't know, Edward, that I just had to guess, and the rest of our audience doesn't know. Greg could probably do anything he wanted to do. He was an absolute stud, speed, track star. Obviously, football. Hold on, Greg. Did you play hoops as well?
No, they wouldn't let me on because track season and basketball season kind of overlapped a little bit.
Okay, now here's where I got to finish this up. You're going to tell me you probably played water polo as well. you were a phenom baseball player, and perhaps that was your best sport. You were telling me you were drafted by the Cincinnati Reds, and they were grooming you to perhaps take the place of one of the all-time great catchers in the history of baseball, last name Bench, first name Johnny.
Well, they wanted to draft me. They were very, very interested. They came down and, you know, had this conversation, but I wanted to finish, high school with my guys. I wanted to go to college. They said, well, you can go to college and all of that stuff. You know, we're not going to rush you because we do have Johnny Bench. And determined to be the first in my family to go to college and get a college education. That was more important at that time. But I don't have any regrets, even though baseball was one of my best sports. But I wanted to play football. And I'll go back to the question that I asked, who broke all of my records in high school and college at FAMU? None other than my cousin, Vince Coleman, who did play 12, 13 years in the major leagues. Vince was a phenomenal punter, phenomenal place kicker, great speed, obviously. Washington tried to do with him what Cincinnati tried to do with me. And he called me one day and said, because they won't let me punt. They get me running wide receiver. I said, Vince, go play baseball. And the rest is history.
You know, it still breaks my heart how he got caught underneath the tarp that one. It just ruined the World Series.
Oh, gosh. Know? Yeah. Especially when they were playing the Twins. And his claim to fame is the only reason he got caught, it was a female tarp. Go figure.
Hey, Greg, at Florida A&M, are you telling me, did you not play baseball there?
I did not.
Why is that?
Because track season and baseball season, they coincided. I was All-American hurdler. I qualified for the 76 Olympics. So I went to school on a football and track scholarship. So the baseball coach was my kicking coach, Pop Kittles. And Pop wouldn't do that to his dear friend, Coach Bobby Lang, who coached Bob Hayes and Ray Robinson and some of the greats at Florida A&M. But I did play City League baseball and all of those things. So I got my feel of the little round ball.
Well, and so 32 years. So, I mean, there's so much to talk to you about. not only are you're in the Minnesota Vikings, what, Hall of Fame, a Ring of Honor, and what, two different times. What is that like for you? And also, I want to hit that and then tell us a little bit about being inducted into the Black College Football Hall of Fame and some of the great athletes that you've joined.
Wow, man, that list goes on and on. I mean, you talk about Doug Williams, James Shaq Harris, you know, Michael Strahan, Shannon Sharp. The list goes on and on and on. And I had to count, someone counted, there were a total of 7 different Hall of Fames that I'm humbly, that somebody felt good about the body of work that I have done over the years, that it warranted being in those Hall of Fames. I'm talking high school, college, FAMU, the state of Florida, Track and Field Hall of Fame, the state of Florida Sports Hall of Fame was the latest, but the Black College Hall of Fame, where my contemporaries, men that I competed against, you know, Art Shell and you know, Henry Lawrence, the list goes on and on and on. So I am so fortunate, so blessed to be a part of so many great organizations. You know, God has been good to me. There's no question about it. You talk about my wife, Eleanor, of 47 years. You know, the kids, they all sacrificed. So they all paid a price. And now with this, on the back nine of this journey, whatever time God gives us is dedicated to those kids, those grandkids, and my wife, Eleanor. You know, I do have a professional speaking business, but I'm not out on the road each and every week because it's about creating memories right now. And that business, you know, the message, you know, I don't say that I'm a motivational speaker because I don't think anyone can motivate anyone, but I think you can inspire someone to do some great things.
All right, stay with us. We have to cut to our quick break here. Okay, what is the fastest aquatic animal?
At the heart of San Francisco lies the Axiom Hotel. Located in the heart of Union Square, the Axiom Hotel blends a sense of history with modern touches. Our spacious accommodations are comfortable and created with a soft ambiance, with state-of-the-art amenities such as a core fitness center and in-room espresso and coffee. Guest reviews rave about the staff, as well as how quiet the hotel is, so you can get a good night's sleep and rest up for a day of shopping at the best stores San Francisco has to offer. Just steps from the Powell Street cable car turnaround, the Axiom Hotel is ideal for exploring downtown San Francisco. Check out axiomhotel.com for our specials and vacation packages and book online today. That's axiomhotel.com or call 415-392-9466. That's 415-392-9466. The Axiom Hotel San Francisco.
For over 30 years, SF Bay Adventures has been the premier boating event and tour resource for the San Francisco Bay. Their flagship schooner, Free to Be, is an 80-foot sailboat modeled after traditional tall ships, offering the romance of yesteryear with modern amenities. Groups of up to 49 can rent schooner Free to Be for private events such as birthdays, weddings, memorials, and team building. Smaller groups or individuals can also buy tickets to public tours, such as Sunday morning wildlife sales under the Golden Gate Bridge. Visit sfbayadventures.com or email info@sfbayadventures.com to book your adventure.
Tahoe Lakeshore Lodge and Spa provides guests with an all-lakefront hotel in South Lake Tahoe, where every lodge room and condominium has a view of the lake and mountains. Hotel rooms offer lodge pine furnishings, gas fireplace, and a full lake view. Condominiums offer private bedroom, full kitchen, and living area with a fireplace. Guests can relax or play on over 500 feet of private beach and enjoy a dip in the outdoor heated pool and hot tub that are also lakeside. Elements Day Spa, located inside the hotel, offers individual and couples packages with treatments inspired by Tahoe's nature. The Tahoe Lakeshore Lodge and Spa, located close to all South Lake Tahoe summer and winter activities. Perfect for individual and group getaways to the lake and mountains. No added resort fees here. Call 800 448 800-425-4577 or go to TahoeLakeshoreLodge.com.
Just minutes from LAX, the Lum Hotel offers travelers a comfortable and convenient stay in an exciting neighborhood. Its prime location provides easy access to major attractions such as SoFi Stadium, Hollywood Park, and the future home of the LA Clippers. You'll enjoy a fitness center, resort-style pool, and rooftop bar. The perfect spot for dining after a game, enjoying craft cocktails before a concert, or just having a casual dinner. The Lum Hotel just recently opened, so book your reservations now at lumhotel.com. That's L-U-M Hotel.com.
Welcome back to Sports Econ 101. One more time, I'm Edward Brown, your host, along with Mike McDowell, our special guest, former punter Greg Coleman. All right, guys, what is the fastest aquatic animal?
Aquatic animal?
Besides Michael Phelps.
You know, yeah, not much bits.
Yeah, I would say a dolphin.
I mean, I would think a dolphin too. So, first of all, this fish can go 82 miles an hour.
Oh, geez,
yeah, pretty fast. Basically, a marlin, a sailfish, can go 82 miles an hour. That's amazing. Wow. All right, wow. Go ahead, Mike. You're going to ask a.
Greg. Well, this is where our very special distinguished guest. A man who's, you know, I was thinking during our break, Greg. I think we're talking to the real-life Forrest Gump. I mean, you know, Forrest did all these things. You know, come on. Greg actually did them. I mean, it's unbelievable what you've done and accomplished. But one of the guys, you know, where our show comes out of the of course, you and I are in the Ford, Jacksonville, Florida area. Edwards in the San Francisco Bay Area. And one of the great Minnesota Vikings all time was the legendary Joe Cap. He was also a great, great football player, played in the CFL, the Vikings, and he was a solid coach for his alma mater, the University of California, Berkeley. Here's the sad thing about Coach Cap is that he never got to, he said he would never have another drink of tequila until his Bears went to a Rose Bowl. Well, guess what? That never happened. And, you want to talk about a character. That's one character, isn't he?
And one great leader. He coined the phrase 60 for 40. The year that he was the MVP of the team, he said he could not accept this award because it was all 60 guys. You know, 60 guys for 40 minutes. And that epitomized who Joe Cap was. And you talk about being a great leader, one hell of a quarterback as well. And you are so right, Michael. He was one heck of a character as well.
You know, my father worked for the radio station, KGO ABC News Talk 810 in San Francisco. I worked there, too, for a number of years as a news guy. Anyway, so Joe Cap comes to the station, and they're introducing people. And my dad had no idea. My dad's wearing a red tie. He's like, hey, come here. He's like, grab me a pair of scissors, will you? So he's like this to my dad's red tie. I'll take off that red tie. We don't have any Stanford colors around here. So that's kind of, and he was literally cutting his tie. He stopped. But it's like, jeez.
That's Joe Cap.
He's a nutcase. But everybody loved him.
Do you remember that video that came out? It was within the last 10 years. There was a big rivalry between him and some guy on another team. I mean, they're right, and guy's got a cane, and they're up on stage, and they're
they
starting
got a little scuffle. Yeah,
yeah. Yeah. I don't know what that was all about, but man, they're little feisty guys. Okay,
Edward, Greg mentioned real quickly. I think it's really appropriate that we have him on as a guest. First of all, 32 years as a broadcaster, doesn't miss a beat, doesn't even know how to miss a beat, and the man can talk. He's eloquent. He's beyond right. He says he doesn't motivate people, but he inspires. Greg, tell us a little about the message that you deliver, especially to the young people. A lot of young people, especially in places like Jacksonville, San Francisco, Oakland, the inner cities. Forget about it. Even the outer cities. Everybody needs inspiration.
And with that, Greg, are you going to be the next Shannon Sharp with that $100 million podcast contract?
No, I don't think so, because, again, you have to be committed to that. And I think what I'm committed to is my family, first and foremost, my God, first and foremost, my family, and those grandkids. And the community that we serve, because my message is a message of hope. And when I say I don't motivate, no, you can't. I don't think I can motivate anyone. But like I said, I can inspire you through habits and rituals and part of my journey, overcoming obstacles, you know, and that was a catalyst of writing this book called Punt. Obviously, I used it as my position, but I teach organizations, people, regardless. In the message is universal, a message of hope, whether it's for business owners, organizations, sports teams, or stay-at-home mom, it's the same. If I can stretch your mind to be resilient, and if I can stretch you enough to teach you how to punt, and I use the acronyms P, push through obstacles, U, understand your strengths, N, navigate through the crap of life, and then T, take calculated risk. And once I do that, I can teach you how to punt, flip the field, because that's the job of any punter. That's the job of any business owner, organization, to get the best out of that organization that they can. Then you can, you get a leg up on life. No pun intended. But I do believe that we all need hope.
Yeah.
And that's the message, especially the day and the climate that we live in, where everybody is at everybody, ying, 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 you know. I think words are so powerful that God spoke the world into existence with words. Wars and rumors of wars are started with words. Families are created with words. Men and women come together with words. Hey, I think you look real nice. I think, you know, I love you. All of those things. It's words. So I use words of hope to, as I mentioned, to help people understand that they too. Yeah, and everybody can't say, well, Coleman, you talk about punting. I can't punt. I never played in the NFL. But the principles are the same. The habits and rituals are the same. If you can overcome obstacles through whatever means, and there's some proven methodologies that we talk about in the book and in workshops and keynotes and all of those things. And you know, for, you say, well, what's in it for a corporation? Well, I mean, market share. When you get people to come together, regardless of what business you're in, you don't forget that you're in the people business. People make the world go round. And that's what we tend to do, to give those businesses and organizations, and just like, as I mentioned, the stay-at-home mom, a reason to believe, a reason to hope. You know, and I tag off on my Flip the Field Friday phases with keep hoping, keep trusting, and keep believing.
What a brilliant message. Do me a favor, Greg. Hold up your book for our YouTube audience again, because I want people to find out where they can get this book. And where can they get this book?
Well, go to Amazon, or you can go directly to my website, gregcoleman8.com. Amazon, you know, two-day turnaround. Sorry, guys. I guess we've got an Amber Alert here. Our area, so that's the signal that you're hearing. But you know, it's a great read. It's a fun read. It talks about the journey from peewee to the pros, talking about overcoming racism, segregation, and all of those things. Because I'm part of that generation who integrated middle schools and I remember. Riding on the back of the buses and in the white and colored water fountains and all of those things. So there's a little bit for everybody in this book.
You know, I was going to ask you about that. You know, Minnesota, you know, being the first black punter, and just what was it like? You know, were people kind of going, a black punter? You know what I mean? With doubt.
I think it was Bud Grant, because it was the atmosphere and the climate that he created. because he was one of the first coaches that put white and black players together in training camp, on the road, and hotels. Bud was so far ahead of his time. The cat calls you got. The nasty grams and the letters. There was no social media and all of those things. And I wish I had had the mindset to keep some of those just as reminders. But I don't need a whole lot of letters to be reminded of how things were back then. And it's almost like we come in full circle right now. So what's needed is hope, is courage, courageous conversations, and people being honest. And under the umbrella of, I'm gonna get off my soapbox here real quick. Under the soapbox of men and women of God, and if God is your father, that means that I'm your brother.
Exactly.
And are you treating your brother in a godly manner?
Yeah.
And I'll leave it at that.
Well, I was gonna say, and have you been a Christian for a long time?
Yes, I went to an FCA camp in Rome, Georgia, back in 1971.
Okay.
And, you know, faith has been the cornerstone. We grew up in church, but it wasn't until I found that relationship with Christ. Yeah. And that's the cornerstone of our lives. And I know God is good. And am I perfect? Absolutely not. Even though my grandkids think I am.
Yeah,
but you know, we are all still on the potter's wheel as God continues to mold us and shape us. And then once he gets us right where he wants us, say, okay, now that's over. No, then he has to put you in the fire. And that's how you bake that vessel. You know, you harden it into a vessel that he can use for his glory.
Refiner's fire and get the dross off. Yeah.
Yes.
So, and furthermore, you know, it's such a wonderful conversation and a profound dialogue we're having here, because when I look at Greg and look at Edward, I mean, I think we're coming to the point, and love to get your thoughts, where we just, like, you're my brother. I'm your brother. And you know, who cares? You know, I mean, if you're the first, this or that, not that you're taking away the accomplishment. But let's just see people who are people.
Exactly.
You're my brother, and hopefully I'm your brother. And you know, if we can just speak to people like that, then the world will be a much better place.
It's all about humanity, Michael, Edward. If you're right, if look at the humanity in everyone, because God created us. He created us all. He created us all, man.
Yeah. I mean, the only difference between us is you've got a little bit more melanin, right? I mean,
I'm better looking.
That's it.
And I'm better looking. That's all.
I got a vanity. You're better looking. That's for sure. All right, our last commercial break here. That's not fair. You're better looking. here's our last trivia question. Are you ready? What is the only country that borders the United Kingdom?
What is only the country?
Only country. Apparently, I didn't realize this. There was only one country that borders the United Kingdom. All right. That's our trivia question. All right. Stay with us. You're listening to Sports Econ 101. We're going to be right back with some closing comments and our thoughts for the day. Don't touch that dot.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Attention, fellow conservative investors. What does the name Reagan mean to you? It stands for being the ultimate conservative. It also stands for the Reagan Gold Group. Do you see storm clouds approaching? The stock market hates uncertainty, and there are plenty of reasons to be concerned. High inflation, unstable debt, and economic uncertainty are just a few. You have car insurance, homeowners insurance, and life insurance. But do you have insurance for your retirement savings and your 401k? We urge all fellow conservative investors to learn about the one asset that could help ensure your nest egg doesn't crack under economic pressure. G-O-L-D, gold. Call the one name any conservative investor needs to know about. Reagan Gold Group.
800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. That's 800-360-1917.
Welcome back to Sports Econ 101. Last time for today, I'm Edward Brown, your host, along with Mike McDowd and Greg Coleman. Third trivia question, what is the only country that borders the United Kingdom?
I have no idea.
France.
Ireland.
Oh, geez. Now here I am. The name Mike McDowd, you should know that.
Right. Dummy. No, Greg, you got your... What'd you call it? Your off-air. It was Coleman's preach.
Oh, it's called the pregame preach. You know, the thing that I miss about broadcasting is the segment called pregame preach. My broadcast partner, Paul Allen, would come down to me for Coleman's keys to the game, and he heard me speaking one night, and he switched and he said, "I'm going down to Coleman for Coleman keys. No, I'm going down for the pregame preach." So for the last 26 years, that segment right before the Vikings kickoff, right before the boom, I would tie faith and football in together. That was one of the most phenomenal portions of our broadcast. And it's a hit with most Minnesota Vikings fans in our radio broadcast.
That's awesome. Just love that.
That's brilliant.
Former punter for the Minnesota Vikings. Maybe they'll call your number again. You can kind of come up, be punting again.
They all can't afford me now.
Yeah, exactly.
You still been okay, loaded.
Here's our thoughts for the day. So if salons always have hair on the floor and garages always have oil on the floor, what's wrong with the banks? Where's all that money on the floor? I'm looking for that. And you guys will appreciate this. Pregnant women are the only true bodybuilders.
Okay.
Right? I'll take your word for it.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. They're building those bodies inside them, right?
Yes, they do.
out the steroids and all that kind of fun stuff. Anyway, Greg Coleman, it's a pleasure to have you on. We definitely got to have you on again. And maybe next time you'll give us the pregame preach.
Absolutely.
Love to hear that. All right, audience, tune in next week. On 101, we're going to be discussing sports topics from a business perspective and asking more trivia questions. Thanks for listening. On behalf of our team, I'm your host, Edward Brown. We'll see you next week.